Today we're learning Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis of Masech Savod Zara, and we're in the middle of these sugyas relating to Refua. Very difficult to relate to these sugyas, but we're going to continue to discuss Refua because that's what we're up to. Rabbi Avo Chash Beudine. Rabbi Avo had an earache. So Ori Le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said Varmila Be Midrasha, and some say that the Chacham in the Beis Medrash told him that had to cure it. So says Gemara, my Ori Le. So nu, what did they tell him to do? Ki Adam Rabbi Yomaliyim, like Abai used to say that his adoptive mother used to say lo ibri kul yasa elu l'udna, that the animal's kidneys are only there, are only created to heal human ears. The amar rava amarli manyome asya kulu shakyano kashu l'udna, that all drinks are bad for the ears. Lavar mi maya du kul yasa, except for the liquid that comes out of the kidneys that of an animal that helps to cure someone's ears. So laisi kol yasa debarcha karacha, they should bring the kidney of a bald goat that doesn't have any wool on it. Vilikari shasivari, then they should tear it open in a cross way, meaning horizontally and vertically. Vilenecham loladenura, and they should put the kidney on coals, on boiling coals. Vanumaya denafki minei, whatever liquid oozes from them, lishtinu butnei, you should put them in the ears. Lo kariri velo chamimi, not hot, not cold, el pshuri, but when it's lukewarm. Vilo, and if you don't happen to have a bald goat's kidney on you, laisi tarba d'chipushisa gamlanisa, they should bring the fat of a certain type of chipushis, a type of animal, of a big animal, velivsha velishtibe, and they should melt it down and put it in the ear. Vilo, and if you don't have the fat of this animal, lemali luudne mishcha, you should put oil in the ear, velevitshav psilta da aspasta, and you should prepare 7 long wicks of shachas, velesi shufta de tuma, and you should bring some garlic, the dried leaves of a garlic, velesi barka b'chad resha, and you should put the hair of the animal on one end of the shachas, of the cress and the garlic, velitli buhunura, and he should light it on fire, vidach resha musu buudna, and the other end of it he should put in his ear, velesi buudne lahadanura, and his ear should be near the fire, vizdar mizika, and he should be careful that no wind blows into his ear, and vinishkal chada v'nana chada, and he should take from his ear and put in its place another leaf, and he should continue to do that with all of the leaves of the shachas until he finishes all the 7 leaves. Lishna achrina, another explanation of what to do for this ailment. Ve'ilo is that if he doesn't have the chelev of this animal, laisi shav psilta bikra, he should bring 7 wicks of a string that is made from the hair of an animal. Vishayef le mishcha da aspasta, and he should rub it with aspasta oil. Vinaisi chad resha b'nora, he should take 1 of the wicks and put 1 side in a fire, and v'chad resha b'udne, and the other side in his ear. Vinishkal chad v'nana chad, and as it burns closer to his ear, he should replace it with the next wick and the next one, the next one. Vizdar mizika, and he should be careful that no wind blows in his ears. V'ilo, and if that doesn't work, laisi ori, he doesn't. That laisi udra de gada, he should bring a piece of tcheles colored wool that de lo mashkif, that's not beaten, that's with a stick, v'nagachba, and he should put it in his ear, v'litle l'udne lahadinura, and he should put his ear near a fire, umizdar mizik, and he should be careful that no wind is in the area, v'ilo, and if that doesn't work, or he doesn't have that available to him, laisi guvsa dekanya atika bar me'eshnin, he should bring a reed straw that's 100 years old, v'limilche milcha galanisa, and he should salt it with salt that comes from a certain stone that looks like marble, velikle, and he should burn salted straw v'lidbak, and he should attach the ashes, he should put the ashes on his ear. V'simanach, and the way to remember is retiva liyabesha v'yabesha l'retiva. The refuos for moisture involve dryness, and the refuos for dry things involve moisture. Okay, more refuah issues. Amar Rabba Bar Zutra, Amar Rabbi Chanina, malin oznayim b'shabbos. Someone whose ears are falling in or caving in on Shabbos, you're allowed to raise them to their proper place because it's considered a sakana. Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda biyad avalo b'sam. You're allowed to lift them up with your hand, but not using any sort of medication. Ikad amri b'sam avalo biyad. Some say the reverse. My taima mizrav zarif, because when you do it biyad, it's going to cause a chabura. That's going to be a violation of the malacha of chovel, which is a told of the malacha of shochet, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos if you can help it. So other issues of refuah. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav Ayin Shemorda. If you have a lazy eye or an eye that's rebelling, that's going out of its place, Mutar L'Kochala. You're allowed to put Kol, a certain type of medication, b'Shabbos. Savri Minei Hani Mili Hu D'Shachki Samana Me'atmal. So we thought that heter of doing that is only when the medication was ground up and prepared for use already on Erev Shabbos, because the Yisr is only a Gezer Mid Rabbanan that you're not allowed to prepare a medication on Shabbos. Aval Mishchat b'Shabbos, but if it involves actual malacha d'horaisa on Shabbos, like grinding up the medication or carrying it in Rosh Hashanah, that you're not allowed to do that. Samar lehu ha'humei rabbanu Rav Yaakov Shmei ledim farshim nevi Rav Yuda afilu mishchak b'Shabbos asui derek Rosh Hashanah mutter. That even things that involve the real malacha you're allowed to do, because this is considered absolute sakonas nefashos. So once we're discussing refuos, we bring a ma'isa that happened relating to a refuah of an eye ailment on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda Shara Lemichal Ein. Rav Yehuda allowed using chol on the eye b'Shabbos on Shabbos. Amalu Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Man Sayis LeYehuda. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said to those who listen to Rav Yehuda, whoever listens to Rav Yehuda and uses this, Machil Shabbi is a Machal Shabbos, because Rav Yehuda is allowing something that's not really allowed. L'sof Chash Be'enei. Ultimately, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda himself had this eye ailment. Shalach Leis. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda sent the Shaila to Rav Yehuda, Shari O Aser, is it Mutar or Aser? Shalach Lei, Lukuli on the Shari, Lidida Chasi. He says, I'm sorry to tell you, for the rest of the world it's Mutar, but for you it's Aser, because you had a problem with this Heter. And he said, Chimididihu, the fact that I was matir, you think I did that on my own? Demar Shmuel he, I learned that from Shmuel. Hayam sadavai bei Mar Shmuel, because there was a shivcha that was in the house of Mar Shmuel, dekadchala eina b'shabata, that had this eye problem on Shabbos. Tzavcha, she cried in pain, v'lekadashkachba, and no one was paying any attention to her to allow her to use medication. Paka eina, then her eye popped out, she became blind. L'machar nafak Mar Shmuel v'darash, Ayin Shemarda, Mutar L'Kochel B'Shabbos. So Rav Shmuel learned his lesson, and he said, okay, if a person's going to be blinded from this illness, apparently you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for it. My taima, what's the reason that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because of blindness? D'shuryane de'ena ba'ovanta d'libatalu. There's an assumed connection between the eye and the heart. So if you stand to lose your eye, that's considered to be a Chol HaShiyoshbo Sakana. Kigon mai, what kind of illness do we say that in the eye, do we say that you mechal Shabbos for? Amar Rav Yehuda kigon rira, if your eye is constantly has liquid coming out of it, or ditsa, you feel like a stabbing pain in your eye, or dama, there's blood in your eye, dimasa, but if it's just tears that are coming out, vikitcha, or there's someone has heat in the eye, that also. So the Gemara says utchilas uchla, as long as it's the beginning of the illness, then you're allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. Fuke sof uchla patuche ena delo, as opposed to at the end of the illness where you already had a refuah, but it's just still some leftover symptoms that still happen, and you just want to make sure that it heals well enough that you're able to regain your full eyesight, that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Because once you've already been healed, and it's just a matter of how well you're going to be able to see, for that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda, zibura de charzei silva. If someone was bit by a certain by a wasp, or de charzei silva, he has a thorn in his flesh. V'simta v'dkayv le'ena, or he has a certain swelling, or he has an eyeache. V'asi lave ishasa, or he has a fever. Kulhu be'bani sakanta. When you have all of these things, going to a bathhouse could be very dangerous. Chama lechama, v'silka letzina. Radish is good for heat-related illnesses, and beets are good for cold-related illnesses. V'chilufa sakanta, but if you reverse it, it could be very dangerous. Chamimi l'akrava, if someone was bitten by an akrav, he should use warm water. Ukri l'zibura, if he's bitten by a wasp, he should use cold water. V'chilufa sakanta, and if he reverses that, then it could be very dangerous. Chamimi l'silva, someone who has a thorn, so you should use warm water. Ukriri l'chaspenisa, and for chaspenisa, he should use cold water. V'chilufa sakanta, and if he reverses that, it's dangerous. Chala l'siburi, he should use vinegar for pain in the shoulder after bloodletting. Umonini l'tanisa, he should eat small fish after fasting. V'chilufa sakanta, and reversing it is dangerous. Tachli v'sibura sakanta, if he eats cress or he bloodlets, it could be dangerous. Ishasa v'sibura sakanta, someone who has fever and he does bloodletting, that's very dangerous. Kayavein v'sabure sakanta, if his eyes hurt and he does bloodletting, that's also dangerous. Sheni ladag dam, a person who needs to do bloodletting should eat fish, and the next day should do the bloodletting. Sheni ladam dug. If a person did bloodletting, he should eat fish, and then the next day, the day after the bloodletting, rather. Shlishi lo sakanta. But eating fish on the third day after bloodletting is considered to be very dangerous. Tanu rabbanan hamak is dam lo yochel chagvash. Someone who does bloodletting should not eat chagvash. What are chagvash? It's Rosh Tevus for lo chalav, v'lo gvina, v'lo betzalim, v'lo shachalim. Im achal amar abaye, naisi ravat rivasa dechala, rivasa dechamra. And if he does eat it, he should bring a quarter of a lug of vinegar and a quarter of a lug of wine. V'niar binu bahadi adadi, and he should mix them together. V'nishti, and he should drink it. V'chi mefane, and when a person who ate these things goes to the bathroom, lo mefane el mizracha shel yeri, should make sure to go to the east of the city, mishum de kasha recha, because the smell is going to be overwhelming. So the ruach mizrachis is not such a strong wind like the other rucha, so it's not going to affect the city if he's at the eastern side of the city. Okay, we'll stop with that list of refuos over there. And Bez Hashem, next time the Gemara is going to continue to deal with refuos on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph at Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi.